But we were just talking about graduations, and Rachel had something she wanted to add.
Red Rachel was saying at her graduation, we were just talking about that graduation in the rain, that when they announced her name, the woman announcing the names was in her Spanish mode because the guy in front of her's name was Guillermo and had like a lot of middle names too. And so when she was done and it was Rachel's turn, she kept on going and said, Raquel.
I was furious.
I bet you were.
13 years of school for that.
For that.
And I'm like, that's the thing is that there are plenty of people with difficult names to pronounce. And I had a teacher tell me, she went through and told every single person that needed to tell what their name was to the person reading the names. And she looked at me directly and she said, you're fine.
Well, of course. Your name is Rachel.
My name's Rachel.
Yeah.
Raquel.
Yeah.
Raquel. Sorry, still in Spanish mode.
I bet your granddad didn't like that now. Billy Crash Craddock, you think he's going to like that?
He probably wasn't paying attention.
Probably not. No.
He was like, he had another grandkid graduating.
Biggie's graduation was so ho-hum, they told everybody, go ahead and cheer after every name. It doesn't even matter.
Who cares?
Should we hold our applause?
No.
It was summer school graduation, and they really thought, you know, most of y'all probably didn't expect your kids to even be at this point.
So get hype.
Yeah, considering they were late graduates, so we're not even going to stop. You cheer after everybody's name for all we care.
We had a call many years ago from a guy who, his thing was he had sex in the cemetery. It must have been around Halloween. And the guy was saying, yeah, he used to love to have sex with his girlfriend in the graveyard. Like, that was their spot. And then he said, I did it, like, on graduation night. And then he goes, so I must have been, you know, 19, 20, whatever.
What? That math ain't mathin'.
He said, I took her there after graduation. I was about 20.
Yeah, we cracked open some beers, you know.
Yeah. They did. They had some beers and had sex right there on the tombstones.
He was on my plan.
He was.
You know, my favorite part of my graduation was nobody cheered for me.
They didn't cheer?
No.
Your parents didn't cheer?
No, because it was like the most... This was shame. My graduation was shame-filled because it's not like I came from a family where it was like, you know, you're the first person to graduate from high school.
Right.
And, you know, I'm like the first to graduate late and not go to college. And so in my family, there was shame.
Yeah.
So there's all these kids, and they did summer school graduation by the name of the school alphabetically.
Right.
So I was at W. So I'm all the way at the end. So before this, there's 98 people say a name.
Yeah.
Yes! So proud of you!
Mm-hmm.
They say my name. Dead silence.
That's so awkward.
I hate
when I see that happen.
It's bad.
And in fact, it was so quiet that you hear one person go, who?
Right. Right. That happened to me. Everybody, you know, they say, don't cheer. Well, of course, everybody did.
Yeah.
But my parents were the only ones there for me, and they weren't going to cheer.
No.
So they read my name, and I go lumbering across the stage to nothing. And I was just like, you know, I put my hand in my ear.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I'll never forget it. My parents were at the back of the auditorium, and as soon as it ended, they were like, let's get out of here so no one sees this.
Yeah, well.
Because it was like, this is the most shameful thing.
Yep.
You graduated high school late. You're a bona fide moron. This is the worst thing you've ever done to the family.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have to go back and throw a party where the grandparents show up and also are full of shame.
It cost
me a lot of money. I didn't get as much money as I should have.
My parents said, meet you at Western Sizzlin'. They didn't even give me a party. We were just like, okay, let's have a steak. Then I had to work at the barbecue place. Like, all right, take the cap and gown off, put your apron on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And then my buddies came to my graduation party who had already graduated.
Months earlier.
Of course, they'd walk in. They were cracking jokes. Like, there he is, idiot of the year.
That's right. That's right. There's a guy, earlier we mentioned that B.B. Shea says two things will save America, Taylor Swift and pickleball. He's right, of course. A man has said, anyways, he's now been arrested for disturbing the peace and destruction of property. He cut, let me see exactly where he is, Pennsylvania. His name is Saif Kalim. He cut every pickleball court in the county where he lives because he got a pickleball injury, said, my summer is ruined, and he didn't want any of his opponents getting better than he was for the summer.
God.
He's out for the summer.
This is the most Chris Kelly move I've heard in a while.
I love it. The police got tips from the community. Every single pickleball net in the entire county where he lives in Pennsylvania was vandalized and cut. And the pickleballers were like, go see Saif. He did this.
We know who did it.
Saif did this.
He doesn't want anyone. I can't play pickleball. No one can play pickleball.
He didn't want people getting better than him over the summer while he was sidelined with an injury. I love it.
I respect it.
I did too.
Yeah.
What do you say? I respect the hustle.
Respect the hustle.
Yeah, I like it.
I know it's vandalism, but come on, man.
It is. He was upset. He had recently suffered an injury. The doctor told him, you're not going to be back until at least mid-fall.
broke down crying.
They need to make a pickleball video game for guys like him so he can play, you know, on his PlayStation.
Like on the Wii.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Wii playing, would be perfect.
Yeah.
Or whatever the... I mean, there are video... Mm-hmm. I guess there are video games.
Are you one of these guys who, like, when you're just in your bedroom, like, before you go to bed, mm-hmm. you stand in there doing your motions?
Always. Yeah. Always.
Nothing in your hand, of course, just...
I'm practicing my grip always.
Yeah.
I'm doing that, yeah.
Grip strength.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. We have another crime here. Boca Raton dad says Lyft driver used AI to fake car damages when his daughter was in the car. This is the latest scam. The guy who drove the Lyft emailed the father and the daughter and said, look at the damage she left in my back seat. It was all ripped up and messed up, and there was a big mess. And he said, I'd had this cleaned, $250 for clean and repair. The father went to the daughter, and she goes, I didn't do any of that. Well, it was all fake. It was all generated by AI.
Ooh,
they figured it out.
A whole new thing.
There's so much now, I don't see how you can't get scammed. If you know, there's just like no way to not get scammed.
You'd have to take a picture of everything yourself.
Yeah. I mean,
and be able to say, nope, this is how the car looked when I left.
You really need to, honestly. I mean, that's the latest.
That's diabolical.
Yet again, I saw another woman get scammed because she thought her granddaughter needed money, and they cloned her voice from social media, you know. And she was out hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know. And that happens, you know, all the time. What was one that titillated me today? The football player for the Titans. He's a quarterback, backup quarterback, played just for a minute. Well, he and his girlfriend from college, there's a sexual video of them online. And the mom said, yeah, people can just hack into your camera, your social media. Now, they had video of the two of them in an intimate, compromised position. And the mom now has, like, it's her mission to get it removed from the internet. And all I thought was, I want to see this.
Of course. As most took away from that, by the way.
Will Levis.
Oh, yeah.
Will Levis and his hot cheerleader girlfriend at the University of Kentucky apparently had a sexual video get taken, hacked into his phone, taken and put out on the internet. And they did a whole story on it. And the mom's like, it's never truly erased. And I said, well, I hope not. Let me get out there and get that. But of course it's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, you can't
do
it.
It says that, by the way, this quick Google, it says that he spent an exorbitant amount of money to try to investigate and find it.
Yes.
But you're never going to.
There are celebrities that try this. Have a bad photo of them, they try, and it doesn't matter because somebody has a screenshot or somebody saved it, and it's never going away.
The guy's mom, this one was in college, he and his girlfriend, and the mom said, you can never get rid of it. You know, it's still out there somewhere. I've spent tons of money, he spent tons of money trying to get rid of it, and you can't. You know?
Look, at this point, the best thing to do is tell your young children, young teenagers, young adults, don't record it.
Well, of course, yes.
I mean, that's just it. Unless you want it to possibly get out someday.
Yeah, somebody will get
Somebody's going to get it.
Oh, I agree 100%. Although, if you're the quarterback, would you have handled it like, yeah.
That's well, you know, that's how I would handle it.
That. I bet his girlfriend wouldn't have liked that.
No, that's more what
he
it's
might
about.
Have been the one that leaked it in the first place.
Well, he might have been. He may have been the
he
one
just
that
wanted to prove to his friends, you know?
You know what they said on the news was that his phone was hacked because he didn't have a two-step authentication process, and he used the same password for everything, so it was very easy for somebody to get in there and hack it. And then put it out there. And they tried to get money out of it.
Yeah.
You know, they try. Once he became an NFL pro, they tried to get a bunch of money out of him. And that's when his mother stepped in and started fighting it.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're him, it might just be like, well, let it go. But the girlfriend probably didn't
want
it. Yeah.
I mean, this is a huge scam that goes on, this sextortion stuff. I mean, there have been teenagers that were so freaked out that they've committed suicide over this.
God, it's horrible. I mean, it's and now with the AI and all that, it's just like you can't win. I mean, now they're naked photos of people going around that aren't even them.
That's the worst part, because you used to be able to say, if you don't want somebody to see it, don't take the picture, don't take the video.
Now,
but now you don't even have to.
Yeah, Biggie's advice, it's like, that's don't record it, but somebody make it
fake
up.
It, yeah.
It's just unbelievable the way it can be done.
You're sending your real junk out to show them. That ain't mine. It's too big.
Did you say it's too big?
It's too big. This is my real one.
Oh, God. Look, don't even. That's not me. Here's my real here's my real junk. Okay, look at it.
I know. Take a look at this. Uh-huh. I have to do this to show that's not actually me. This is more old school crime. I can't believe that this actually happened for as long as it did. 14 years ago in central New York, there's a company that rents U-Haul trailers out of a gas station. You know how that's done. You rent a U-Haul. So the guy's name is Mitchell Gosser, who is the employee. And 14 years ago, one of the trucks was rented under a fake name and went missing. Now, 14 years later, it has appeared back on the lot as if nothing has happened. And the owner says, this was a surprise.
So when I opened it up, I'm like, well, that's not normal. And then I was looking for the license plate, and the license plate's gone too, so I knew something was up. For 14 years, multiply that by $30 a day, it'd be about $153,000. And then you have to add on the tax, of course, so that rounded up to about $165,000.
So the guy, if he were going to pay for it, it would be $165,000. Wow. But he rented it under a fake name and fake credentials, and...
Then he just walked on the lot and was probably just sitting there, keys under the mat or something.
Yeah, exactly. So he just turned it in after 14 years.
I wonder if it still looked like a...
Guy said it looked the exact same, but it had way more mileage on it. That guy who owns the rental company said that they are not going to try to find the criminal. They are just going to let it go because they got their truck back.
I'll tell you who I'd look at immediately. Other U-Haul rental places in the area.
Yeah, I've been renting it out for all this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly.
Especially if they never bothered to repaint, you know.
Yeah, it looks the same.
You would think you could, you know, paint it white and make it a box truck or something, but if it looks exactly the same,
yeah.
And where would, if your U-Haul's missing, you wouldn't go look at another U-Haul place.
No, you're right. That's a diabolical crime itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they said they're not going to look for them, and hundreds of U-Haul trucks go missing each year.
Oh, I'm sure.
People just take them and...
Just use them.
Use them, yeah. And that's it. And U-Haul usually doesn't even try to get them back.
Yeah, and sometimes, like I said, you'll see a what clearly is a U-Haul truck that's just been painted.
Yeah, that's true. You can just paint it. Right,
and but what do? We assume, oh, well, they bought the U-Haul truck and painted it.
But in reality, they might have stolen it. 14 years.
That's just wild.
Bring it back like nothing. I kind of respect the hustle. I mean, it's wrong.
Thanks. This got it through several moves.
Yeah.